Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas. And in terms of the economic calendar, a new financial year commences midweek for 2020-21. We have a slew of Tier 1 data releases during the week, including figures on home prices, building approvals, international trade, job vacancies, retail trade and purchasing manager indexes. The week kicks off on Monday when the Bureau of Statistics releases its latest household impacts on COVID-19 survey. And then on Tuesday, weekly readings on consumer confidence from ANZ and Roy Morgan, credit and debit card spending from the Commonwealth Bank, and payroll, job and wages are also released by the Bureau of Statistics. Also on Tuesday, the Reserve Bank releases private sector credit data for May. We think that credit growth will increase by 0.1% during the month. Then Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Guy DeBell speaks via webinar at the Economic Society on the Reserve Bank's policy actions and balance sheet at 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday, manufacturing surveys from the Australian Industry Group and Commonwealth Bank are expected to show an improvement in factory activity as the economy reopens. And the Bureau of Statistics issues March quarter engineering construction activity data with May building approval figures. We think that building approvals will fall by around 10% in May after falling by just 1.8% in April. Council building consents are surprisingly resilient in April, but this may be a poor guide to building activity near term. COVID-19 disruptions could see commencements delayed on many approved projects and interruptions to projects already under construction. Also on Wednesday, CoreLogic's National Home Price Index may have declined around 0.7% in June. A decline in dwelling prices in Melbourne, down 0.8%, Perth and Sydney, both down 0.7%, are expected to be the biggest drags on the index. And then on Thursday, Australia is expected to post another trade surplus in May, with preliminary readings showing that imports of goods were down by 9.1%, but exports fell by 4.3%. We think that the trade surplus will come in around $9 billion for the second month in a row. We also get an update again from the Bureau of Statistics on retail trade. The preliminary number was up by 16.3%, which was a record bounce back after the record fall in April due to the COVID-19 shutdowns. And then the Commonwealth Bank releases the June survey on services activity, which is expected to improve. And the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries issues the June data on new vehicle sales, which were down by 35%. Over the year to May. The AL Group Construction Gorge is also issued on Friday. Overseas, a plethora of data is issued in the United States ahead of the Independence Day public holiday. While the jobs figures will be a key focus, the minutes of the US Federal Reserve's June meeting will be scoured for hints about further stimulus. China's manufacturing and services sectors are expected to expand as the economy gradually recovers. The week kicks off on Sunday in China, with May industrial profits data scheduled. In the United States on Monday, May data on pending home sales are issued together with the Dallas Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index. We're expecting pending home sales to rebound by 21.5% after falling by 21.8% in April. On Tuesday in China, the official National Bureau of Statistics Manufacturing and Service Purchasing Manager Indexes are due. For manufacturing, the slow recovery in export orders appears to continue in June due to weak global demand, but services sector activities improved after hitting record lows in February. So we're expecting to see the manufacturing gorge at 50.4 points and the services index at a stronger 53.7 points. On Tuesday in the United States, the weekly Johnson Redbook chain store sales figures are released, with April home prices data from S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller. Chicago PMI is issued for June, and the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index is expected to lift to 90 points in June from 86.6 points in May. Also on Tuesday in the United States, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin both testify about the COVID-19 response before the US House Financial Services Committee. On Wednesday in China, the private sector-focused cakes and manufacturing PMI is scheduled for June. And then in the United States on Wednesday, weekly data on US mortgage applications are released with vehicle sales and construction spending data. And then we get the job cuts figures for June, ADP reports on private payrolls, which we're expecting to see lift by 2.45 million. Market provides a final reading on June factory activity, and the Institute of Supply Management issues its much anticipated June manufacturing index, which is expected to lift from 43.1 to 48.5 points in June. Also on Wednesday, the US Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, or the FOMC, issues its June meeting minutes. The FOMC left monetary policy unchanged, but continued to warn of major downside risks to growth in its meeting earlier in the month. On Thursday, the weekly data on new claims for unemployment insurance are issued with factory orders, international trade and durable goods orders data. But of course, the most important data release comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Thursday when the all-important non-farm payrolls jobs report for June is issued. Economists reportedly had the biggest miss ever when forecasting a consensus loss of 7.5 million jobs in May, serving to highlight the difficulty in forecasting during the pandemic. A record 2.5 million jobs were added in May, and economists are estimating an additional gain of around 3 million jobs in June. The unemployment rate could fall back to 12.3% from 13.3% in May. On Friday in China, the Cakes and Services Gorge is scheduled to round out a hectic week. And then, of course, on Friday, US financial markets are closed to observe the Independence Day public holiday. Thank you very much for your time.